March of 06, when right after I had this interaction with Kuchar and his editorial skating editorial came out, Time magazine published the log of detainee 063, which is what's his name? Trying to think of his name. Al-Qahtani, Muhammad Al-Qahtani, who was viciously tortured, and they had in the in that log Dr. L, who was not only consulting on the torture, but was actually present during part of it. Well, we found out that Dr. L is Dr. John Lessel, and so we actually did have a name at that point. And somehow that name got leaked. So a number of us filed complaints, ethical complaints against Lesso. So that goes back to 05, 06, 07. Several complaints were filed. Nobody's heard anything about these complaints. I just filed a sua sponte action, but others filed actual complete formal complaints. Nobody's heard anything. So when Kuchar said, you know, you don't have any names, I wrote back and I said, well, Dr. John Lesso. And he said, Lesso's not an APA member. And I wrote back to him and I said, yes, he is an APA member. He said, no, he is not. I said, well, then how come when I went on the APA website, all you have to do on the APA website is, you know, it's a directory, and you put in anybody's name, and they tell you if it's, they're a member. I put in Lesso's name. Name came up, U.S. military, 1995 to present. He's an APA member. So Kuchar says, well, the Penn's task force didn't think he was an APA member. So here is this task force that they're using to say this should be the standard for the profession, and these guys can't even figure out that this guy is an APA member. It took me 5 seconds to find out just by putting his name up on the website. So he said, oh, you may have made an important discovery here. And that was the last I heard from Kuchar. I can go to the next major initiative, which was the referendum, which I'm sure you know about. Mm-hmm. And that was the brainchild of Dan Albers, who's one of our group, one of the withholding dues group, not Psychoanalysts for Social Responsibility, but the withholding dues group. And, you know, he introduced this referendum, and he's the one who found out that if you get 1% signatures, they cannot stop you from getting it as a ballot to the membership. And, of course, the membership passed it by 60 to 40% against the objections of the APA leadership. So we've got the referendum passed, and officially APA policy then is that psychologists cannot work in any site that violates U.S. or international law, but, of course, they've done absolutely nothing to implement it.